Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, gifted intuitive, yoga teacher, and spiritual teacher. And today on the Healing Soul, I'm talking about calling your soulmate to you. I don't know if everybody listening has thought about their soulmate, and I'm sure you've heard the term before. And if you're not with the perfect person or you're not happy now, the only person that can make you happy is you. You can't change another person. And if you're in a relationship that just doesn't feel right and you're just kind of biding your time and hanging on and not really feeling it, not feeling that deep connection, not feeling that respect that you deserve, that unconditional love, feeling judged or feeling like you can't be your authentic self because the person you're with won't accept you. Well, I have good news. Your soulmate, everyone has a soulmate, and you may not have met them yet. And the definition of a soulmate is a person ideally suited to another as a close friend or romantic partner. So you can have a best friend that's a soulmate that you feel comfortable with, and you feel like you've known forever as soon as you meet them. Or you can meet your soulmate and it can be a lover and you can have a deep sexual and loving relationship with this person. It's the kind of relationship you instantly feel comfortable in their company. Even when you first meet, you feel like you've known them forever. And there is like a closeness like you've never felt with anybody else. There's a compatibility that you just are in sync with each other. And like I said, it's like right when you meet, it's a knowingness that you've known this person or this perfect person is perfect for you. That's a tongue twister. But it's just, they're easy to talk to. You feel relaxed. They have the same beliefs, not exactly the same beliefs. That would be completely boring, but very compatible, very similar morals and beliefs that you're on the same page or close to the same page. And I've always talked about giving as much love and receiving as much love in equal balance. A soulmate relationship is a 50-50 mutual supporting loving relationship. It's very balanced. Not always harmonious. I mean, you're going to have your ups and downs and you're going to have your fights like any relationship, but you struggle, you get through it, and you're at the very core of your relationship, you are totally there for each other. And the compatibility is just there. It comes naturally. And not all relationships, you don't always have an emotional intimacy of, you know, ask yourself, can you tell your partner who you're with right now anything, anything in the world, and they will support you? Just that level of emotional intimacy that you can be your true and authentic self with them, and they're completely there for you without any kind of judgment. So I'm talking about those strong emotional bonds that you can be accepted and loved exactly as you are right now. And they accept you flaws and all. I mean, you don't have to do your hair. You don't have to do your makeup. They love you exactly for you. It's that unconditional love that we all seek. And it doesn't waver on how you look or if you say something that pisses them off, they'll get over it and they love you unconditionally. And it's a 50-50 road, like I said. They give love just as much as, you know, you give love and they give you love, and it's 50-50 back and forth. And when you're in the present, you don't even have to talk. You just have a calm, easy, peaceful feeling being in their presence. And if you think of soulmates throughout time, you think of Cleopatra and Mark Anthony, and you think of John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and there's so many more matches that just, they were there, they embraced, supported each other in everything that they did. Queen Victoria and Prince Albert are another couple that come to mind. Anthony and Cleopatra. Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn. And Johnny Cash. I know Johnny Cash, you listeners, some of you might be too young to personally remember Johnny Cash, but Johnny Cash and June Carter had such a soulmate relationship that Johnny was married to June when he struggled through his addictions. And you can't change another person, but she supported him wholeheartedly and helped him with his decision to get better. And they grew closer and stronger. And they had a deep emotional love for each other and a love for creativity and a love for music and just those common things that they both, it was their soul's path, and that they got to walk their soul's path together as soulmates devoted to each other and to country music and to making each other whole and healthy as they possibly could. And that was Johnny Cash and June Carter. And I think they even had a movie about them. I think it was on Netflix a while back. So maybe you can check that out. And I know some of you listening are like, oh, I've been dating and dating for years. I've been on dating apps. I try to meet people. And I meet people that just aren't a good fit for me, or it's just not worth it and you're feeling discouraged. Just clear yourself. We'll do a meditation to clear out any stuck energy and to open you back up to the possibilities of calling your soulmate to you. So I've got an affirmation for today. Calling your soulmate in. I am open to meeting my soulmate. I surrender to a loving relationship. I am ready to step in to a soulmate relationship now. I know divine timing will create the perfect circumstances where I'll meet my soulmate. I know my soulmate will be called to me now. I feel it in my heart, and I send them love now. So now, if you're at home, and we're going to do a meditation to call in your soulmate, and if you're driving, you can come back to this, obviously. We always take 3 deep breaths and exhale loudly. And we're going to get into our meditation now. So if you're at home, take your shoes off or go outside and sit in the grass with your bare feet in ground to Mother Earth. Relax, get comfortable. We're going to take 3 deep breaths. Let all that stress and anxiety go into Mother Earth. Feel it just drop off of you as you relax into your chair. You sink deeper, your hips relax into the chair. Your body feels lighter. Oh, you feel relaxed and you feel peaceful. Now we're going to clear your chakras from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. I want you to breathe in a white light and envision it surrounding your crown chakra at the top of your head, clearing out any doubt that your soulmate is there for you and that you are worthy of your soulmate. This white light is filling your crown chakra now. You're able to connect to your soul knowingness when you meet your soulmate now. Moving to your third eye, the white light fills your third eye so full that it blinks open now. Your intuition and knowingness when you meet your soulmate will be instant and spontaneous. The white light is glowing and moving to your throat chakra, clearing throat of any negative words, opening your throat, allowing your soul words to come through for you now. Moving to your heart, the white light is expanding so full. It's healing all the heartache of your past. It's lighting the dark spots and the wounds in your heart. It's unsticking the energy and removing it now. And the white light is filling those dark spots in and growing and glowing now in your heart. You're opening your heart to your soulmate now. Going down to your solar plexus, the white light is shining like a sun. Your gut feelings are felt. You will know in your stomach and your solar plexus what is right for you, clearing out all doubts and knowing and growing your solar plexus now. Moving to your sacral chakra, the white light expands and clears out all blockages now and is beaming. The white light moves to your root chakra, growing and expanding. Any depressed feelings are being cleared. You're relaxed, you're calm, you're peaceful. The white light fills your root chakra and clears it to bring vitality and healing in wholeness to your whole system, from the bottom of your feet, moving all the way up through your spine and out the top of your head. You feel at peace. You feel connected to the earth and to heaven right now. I want you to literally feel and envision a white light entering the top of your head, going down your spine, through your feet. Imagine roots growing through the bottom of your feet, connecting you to Mother Earth. The resonance of the earth is within and resonates through you and up your spine, through all your chakras, through the top of your head, beaming through the two golden threads, connecting you to your soul self, connecting your heart to the universal heart, and to knowingness, and to telepathy, and to your intuitive heart, so you will know intuitively when you meet your soulmate. You're sending out a message to your soulmate now that you're open and allowing for a new relationship. Now I want you to feel taller, feel your crown chakra rising, sit up in your chair, feel your soul aligning perfectly in karmic harmony with your soul. I want you to ask your soul now to remember the soulmate that you have picked out for this lifetime. I want you to send love out to the universe, connecting telepathically with your soulmate now. Send them love. You can even blow the love to them. They feel it. You're sending it out to the universe, calling your soulmate in to you. Sitting in this feeling of connection, your guides and your spirit guides are connecting with your soulmate spirit guides, saying the time is now for you to meet. Synchronicity brings your soulmate into your life when you least expect it. I want you to open your heart, your mind, and your soul, knowing this connection with your soulmate will happen. What is meant to be will be now. Feeling your soulmate connection now. Asking the angels to nudge you in the right direction and having your archangels give you love and wisdom daily and guidance daily. The ascended masters have a knowingness wash over you now. When you bump into your soulmate, you will remember what unconditional love, acceptance, ease, and peace can feel like in your heart. Your heart is so full and it's expanding out to the universal heart and connecting in the openness, in allowingness, in surrendering to allow your soulmate to come into your life now. You expectantly wait in anticipation to meet your soulmate. Your soul will know. Sit in this knowingness, this openness, this unconditional love, this soul-to-soul connection. Envision what your soulmate looks like. What's their personality like? What's the perfect person feel like to you? Sit in this for a moment. You can do this meditation whenever you want to tune in and call in your soulmate. Be patient and know that it is so. Wiggle your toes and open your eyes. And I hope you feel relaxed, and I hope you feel open to love and knowingness. Each and every single person listening has a soulmate. Each person listening has intuitive feelings in their heart, in their third eye, in your solar plexus. You all have knowingness, and you will know. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card, and today's is perfect. It's the intuitive heart card. Open your heart, envision a white light filling your heart with so much love that the light is literally shooting out of your body and your heart now. Feel your intuition guiding you from your feelings in your intuitive heart. Divine knowingness lives inside of you. Love, intuition, and guidance over your life to nudge you in the right direction. Inklings can be felt in your heart now, in your intuitive heart. I want to thank you all for listening today. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, hit the follow button or share it with a friend or leave a kind word. I really do appreciate you listening. And always hold hope in your heart. If you're feeling discouraged, each day you wake up is a brand new day that you can change your life for the better and move forward. And I'm doing this to give people hope and know that I am not a counselor or a doctor. I'm just a friend that wants the best for you. If you'd like to reach out to me for Reiki or a reading or to be on the podcast, my email is mbnelson09@gmail.com. Or you can check out my website at marybeth333.com to see what I've got coming up. My books are on Amazon Books. And Intuitive Heart that I mentioned today is my latest book that's on Amazon, so check it out. I'll be in Saginaw, Michigan for the Maria Shaw Annual Halloween Cosmic Connection Convention, October 24th through the 27th. I'll be giving a talk on hope. I'll have my books for sale. I'll be giving Reiki and readings. You can go to mariashaw.com to purchase tickets for that. And as always, know that you are loved, you are whole, and you are worthy of meeting your soulmate. God loves you, and so do I. The healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.